Since the invention of the wheel, automation has both substituted and complemented labor. Machines replaced humans at some lower-paying jobs, but this was compensated by the creation of new, higher-paying jobs. In other words, tech workers. In recent years, there has been a desire from certain high-profile tech companies for an apolitical workplace. This in itself is a political act. An act designed to suppress the power of tech workers and reinforce the status quo. They know that politics is inextricable from tech, and now, so do you. Welcome to Politics.
Hey, hi, Josh.
Hey, Ray.
I've had a bit of a way of thinking about expressing AI. AI is everywhere and nowhere. What do you think?
All right. So we've got it in our search engines, we've got it in social media, and you know, for software developers like us, obviously it's showing up in coding tools.
Yeah.
And then if we just look at work in general, we've got AI absolutely everywhere. So everywhere, yeah. But what do you mean by nowhere?
Well, it's nowhere because nobody can actually find out what this thing really is useful for.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the hype that started it all up, all of the positivity around this chatbots and these image generators that felt like we have a new wave of AI. AI is doing something special. It's kind of all faded away amongst the critique of what it's capable of, how easy it's fooled, all the resources it uses. So yeah, I feel like although it is everywhere, it's also the purpose of it has kind of disappeared.
That makes sense, but you know, it hasn't stopped the hype because at this point there are billions or even trillions of dollars at stake.
Definitely.
Should we just do a podcast about AI and really dive into the stuff, spend hours with it?
Let's do it, because there is so much hype, flooding of the zone. There's flooding of the zone in politics. There's flooding of the zone in technology now. And we know that politics and technology are linked.
Yeah.
So let's get that down. Let's talk about the risks. Let's talk about the technology. Let's go into detail.
Yes, I'm there with you. I think in addition to like digging into the tech, let's talk about who's behind this stuff. Let's talk about the narratives they're using to drive the hype cycle. And ultimately, let's examine the risk to human thriving.
Yeah, I think we need to find out ways to talk about it, then ways to avoid it, resist it, kind of like adapt. You know, I know that personally, I'm adapting the way I interact with technology.
Right.
And so I'm pretty sure you are as well, both at work and in leisure time. So I think we need to share those things, because I know that in my family, at least, not everyone is aware of what they can do, even in terms of setting up like internet browsers and stuff like this. So I think having some practical guidance as well as all of this fear stuff would be helpful to people.
Yeah. Well, let's do it. This is Politics Season 1. A critical look at AI in 2025.
This is that bit at the end where we thank you for listening to this episode of Politics. First, we hope you enjoyed the show, and we really appreciate the time you've given to this subject. If you want to follow up with us, please send email to podcast@politics.dev, because that's very direct and doesn't have any algorithms. If you prefer social media, we're at Politechs on Blue Sky and at Politechs at mastodon.social. We're not on Twitter for obvious reasons. To help the show reach a wider audience, please share it with your friends, family, and colleagues. There's nothing as good as a real human recommendation. You can find out more about the show on the website, which is politechs.dev. As you should expect, there are no cookies or tracking of any kind. All the show notes, transcripts, and contact details are over there. If you want to show a deeper level of commitment, there's also an option to donate. We're passionate about free and open access to the episodes, so there's no obligation and there are no benefits other than a warm feeling in your heart. Finally, we would really appreciate a 5-star review on your podcast platform. Reading positive reviews makes us feel good and can help others find the show and make them feel like it's worth their time. Okay, that's all the admin done, and we hope to see you next week. Bye.